It is once again 4 p.m. on a Thursday. This is KDNK Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. And you're tuned to Everything Under the Sun. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley. And today our guest is Kyle Jason Lightsky, who will be hosting a fatherhood retreat along with a friend this coming Saturday. And so Kyle's here to speak a little bit about that retreat specifically, but also men's work more generally. And I'd like to begin, Kyle, by hearing how you came to arrive in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Thank you, Raleigh. Yeah, I'm honored to be here and get to share about our retreat coming on this Saturday, which really comes from experience of myself and also real conversations and real work with real men, a real calling more than just a concept to do this meaningful work around our fathers and fatherhood that changes our lives and the way that we treat ourselves and show up in the world. So it's an honor to be here.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, we're really honored to have you here. And I'm curious too about how you came into men's work in the first place.
Yeah, I came into men's work it was about 8 years ago, and coming from doing individual therapy, I was working with a therapist, a woman that was really great, getting me introduced to diving deeper into myself in my late 20s. And after a couple of years, she had an honest conversation as, hey, I don't think the insurance is going to keep propelling this, but we have some time left and I really want to get you involved in more support groups, and a men's group I think would be great. And so I was living in Humboldt, California in Arcata, and there's a great North Coast Men's Gathering retreat that goes on annually there. And she gave me a website or some information that I found it, and was very grassroots, very old school website, very clunky, had one number I was able to call and talk to a guy for a few minutes, like, oh yeah, come by. So showed up not knowing anybody, dove in, and was very scared, but in that experience noticed myself really lighting up, really connecting with other men from a heart space, and was really refreshing. And that really sparked and opened the door of me doing quote men's work, working on myself as a man with other men. And here I am now leading groups and participating still. And it's been a powerful journey because I come from football and a very masculine culture in that, growing up and playing and being in college and then coaching college football. And the nurturing side of myself that didn't always get recognized or supported, finding a group of other men that were blue collar or white collar businessmen, contractors, farmers, and finding that, oh, we can connect and be men and be masculine and from a heart place was really what really drew me in and sealed the deal for me.
So for people who have never experienced men's work, maybe because of their gender or maybe they haven't felt like it was a space that they were ready to participate in, how would you describe what like a typical session might look like?
Yeah, men's work is a broad spectrum of things. There's a lot of different ways that people can go about it. Men's work, how I see it, is people who identify and are socialized as men, working on themselves of what it means to be them, their best selves with other men, simply as like a broad umbrella. And you can do things that are more ceremonial. You can do ritualistic. It can be religious. It can be there's a big movement in like the modern men's movement in like the 70s, 80s. Robert Bly and Mankind Project are big originators of that. And there's a lot of shadow work aspect, a lot of ritualization. There can also be a lot of skill building. There's a lot of emotional different focuses. Some are more focused on initiation. Some are more focused on inner psyche and shadow and personal work, skill development. Some are social based. So it can be a broad range of different things that fall underneath the umbrella, I guess, of men's work. And for people who don't identify as men or are men but haven't participated, it really just finding something. It's anything that's helping you be your best version of yourself is the way I see it. Mm-hmm. So the way that I draw to it is a lot of conversation. That's one of the easiest ways. The Sacred Brotherhood conversations I started running and lead here are mostly focused on that. Let's talk about issues below the surface, beyond sports and money and sex and all the and the mountain and these things, what's really going on inside. Mm-hmm. And so the topics are things that are sometimes seasonal, but also get to the heart of the matter a little bit more. And finding our commonplace and feeling that we're not alone in that is one of the beginning entry points that I like to focus on. And we also do social stuff and can do ceremonial stuff. Just like last night, we had a full moon men's ceremony over at 13 Moons Ranch. And that being more around connecting with nature, connecting with the rhythms of life, particularly the moon, having a fire, mm-hmm. doing just simple things and having some conversation, some singing, some dancing, taking the mask off for a period of time and not having to perform or meet any specific things is the invitation a lot in that work.
Could you speak to the medicine of creating spaces specifically for male identifying mm-hmm. people and in a way like limiting it to that group?
Yeah, like the medicine or like what's the benefit of making it men only?
Right.
Yeah. From a historical standpoint, there's cultures across time and place that have initiation process specifically for men to transition from being more with the women and being nurtured in that way. And at some point in their early teens, late adolescence, some kind of initiation that helps the boy become a man by accepting responsibility and embracing responsibility and taking ownership of their own life. And there's kind of extreme examples of going off and doing vision quests or these types of things that our culture nowadays doesn't do very often. But it doesn't have to always be that extreme, but it's some aspect of that. And then men spend a lot of time with men. And personally, I was a mama's boy. Even though I was in sports, I just felt like I fed in with some of my female friends. And internally, I've always wanted more of the intermingling, the kind of gender inclusive. And I still support that, and that's a big focus. The importance of doing men's work is being able to heal our relationships with our fathers, with ourselves, with brothers, because men, unfortunately, we've caused a lot of harm in our societies and our families, and those burdens go often to our mothers, our partners, our sisters, our female friends as kind of the emotional support. Mm-hmm. To be able to find that from other men is extremely healing, not only for the men, but it also takes pressure off of our different family and social dynamics. And I think that allowing the feminine energy in men and to show up and rise and lead in that integration of who we are fully, as well as actual females and the feminine leadership of just a little bit less weight on the shoulders of not coming home and dropping everything on our female partners or friends or family members mm-hmm. that hold that feminine support, and to build that more of ourselves around men is really one of the biggest medicines that I've felt. And after my football coaching career, hyper-masculine space, I went into teaching and counseling and at the high school and university level, and was now the minority male in a very female-dominated profession, very nurturing space. And it also helped me see the differences. And so there's so much importance. I have so many female friends and contacts, and I lead gender-inclusive events and believe in that. And there's some aspect of taking away some of those barriers or expectations and performance programming to let our guard down, to open up our hearts, take the mask off, and be vulnerable with other men and be nurtured in that way is, I think, the biggest medicine.
So it's a different dynamic.
Yes, in my experience. Yeah, it's a different dynamic. And even the loving heart space with men, the playfulness in that way is slightly different than when I'm in a gender inclusive space or I'm with other females. They're both have their, they all have their benefits. So I think it's, there's been such a lack in that healthy masculine that lifting that side helps lift the tide and rise all ships,
almost
so to speak.
Like in the absence of having any women, like that, those qualities might come out for the men who are gathered.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a truth.
Yeah. Well, specifically, you have a fatherhood retreat coming up this Saturday together with Christopher O'Connell, a friend and co-facilitator. So why don't you give us a little bit of the backstory? This is the first year that you're doing something quite like this.
Yeah. Backstory is, this comes from real experience, both from myself in doing deep work around my relationship to my father and what it means to be a father. And Chris has his journey and version of that, combined with when a last year's Sacred Brotherhood conversation session at True Nature around fathers. That was our just fathers came in broad. What's your relationship with your father? And that session last summer really prevented a space to where men let their guard down. The specific story that stands out the most was one man who was able to let his guard down to cry and to process and share what the recent passing of his father, who was estranged, really meant to him, and let off that stoic, holding it together, everything's good, thinking positive. But in that space, they were able to really feel into what was deeper in that for them and needed to be released and processed. And they expressed how healing that was, that it was the first time they were able to cry about their father passing. And that being huge, that was one of the more powerful stories, but there was many in that session. Usually there's multiple rounds of conversation. We have some embodiment practices. It's a little bit of, it's a conversation, but there's some dynamics to it. And that one just became that space for everyone to just share. And it was very therapeutic and stood out to me as, okay, there's a lot more here. I knew it was powerful work and it was going to be a powerful session. There was a lot of men in the room. There was a lot of men that couldn't be there that were like, darn, I wish I could be there, but out of town or have other plans, etc. And so from that moment, I had on my radar to the calling to run something a little bit deeper around that space. As I was planning events this year and thinking how to do the work, definitely still had a session around fathers and fatherhood. This past Tuesday, we did the theme I brought forth was claiming fatherhood at True Nature. And so I was focused on the core decision we make of what does it mean to be a father, a leader, and ultimately fathering ourselves. So I had a more narrowed focus in that and put together this retreat to create experiences for men to have more opportunities like that, to take off the mask, to feel, to witness and be witnessed, and to get into layers of reality for them that are harder to tap into when we're bombarded with all the requirements and responsibilities and just pings from our phone. Creating that spaciousness and intention to really sink in and be invited in that deeper space. So Chris and I were talking over the winter. Chris is becoming a father this fall. And that work was one of the deeper callings for what I wanted to bring forth in this year as an offering, and was able to craft it together and coordinate the space with 13 moons, a sacred space, and be out of town and be in that land along the Crystal River underneath Wemagoa, Mount Sopris, in that beautiful heart barn they have out there, and just be in that sacred land to do that deeper transformational work.
For listeners who are just tuning in, this is Everything Under the Sun. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, and our guest today is Kyle Lightsky, speaking specifically about a fatherhood retreat being hosted at 13 Moons this Saturday, but also more broadly, men's work and that calling and what that's meant for you, Kyle.
Yeah.
But before we move on from the men's retreat this Saturday, are there still spots available?
There's still some spaces available. So if you're a man listening and feel inspired, feel moved, we'll give you the information. Go to my website, kylejasonlightsky.com. Go to events. It'll be the first event up there. You can register. I'm sure we'll give some information at the end, but there are spaces available.
And is there any restriction? You said men, but is this specifically for fathers or certain age?
Great question. We are saying adults, so 18 plus. Mm-hmm. If there's some teen right on the cusp that really wants to come and a minor, reach out to me. We want to just make sure it's the right fit, but we're doing deeper work. This is not just for fathers. I'm not a father yet myself. I want to be a father, but whether we're fathers, want to be, don't want to be, we all are sons as men, and we all have fathers, and we have a relationship to our father. So the retreat is an experience, an invitation to look at that relationship, the good, the bad, the ugly, the wonderful, and to connect over that, to confront the challenges we have in relationship to that, and ultimately celebrate and commit of how we want to live and take ownership and what it means to father ourselves and be father figures, whether we have children or not, in our communities.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I'm reminded of, I think it came from the No Bad Parts book about is it IFS, Inner Family Systems?
IFS, yeah. Internal Family Systems.
Internal Family Systems.
Is that what you're referencing?
Yeah, and it might have been that book or it might have been another, but basically this concept of reparenting ourselves, mm-hmm. that, you know, our parents do the best they can as humans, yeah. with their own challenges, but then we have that opportunity as we grow older to continue to parent ourselves and reparent ourselves in ways that help us feel nurtured, help us feel whole, and help us be responsible adults.
100%. Well said. It's definitely been part of my journey of accepting my parents and believing they did the best they can, appreciating all the positive things they did, especially my father, forgiving him for the mistakes or mess ups or the traumatic experiences I had with him, mm-hmm. and focusing on that. So whether or not my dad did any personal work on himself or was willing to do any work with me, my change in my relationship to him in that in and of itself is a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're blessed to have parents that are still living and can meet us at some of that healing work, great. And my dad was able to do some before he passed, but he wasn't able to really emotionally be there, but he was loving, and I was able to work through some of the dynamics of my relationship with him,
mm-hmm.
and have a loving relationship before he passed a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've mentioned your Sacred Brotherhood conversation series, and I know you also do work through Headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
I think their group's called Common Roots.
Correct.
Could you share more details about those and other groups that you lead?
Yeah, I guess I'll go back to as well, weaving in a little bit. Your first question was how I got here to the Valley. And so the spiritual sense is I found myself here by just continuing to follow my spirit. I was living in a van full time for a couple of years. Prior to that, I left in 2021 during the pandemic. I left my university job and pension and community and downtown studio and all that things to live in a small van and travel around in 2021, really on this hero's journey. Flash forward to 2023, freshly out of a heartbreak and breakup. I was called to Colorado by some van friends that were putting on a small music festival in Salida along the river, and they wanted some conscious events during the day, and so they wanted me to lead a heart chakra activation workshop from my training and experience as an Ayurvedic counselor, so in the Ayurveda and yoga traditions and the chakras. And it was the Rose Fest, so they wanted something heart-related. And then I also led a men's circle, and it was mostly nomads. So that finished. I was in Colorado, had no plans, was a little heartbroken still, piecing it back together and just continuing to rebuild that, and felt like I wanted to stay in Colorado for the summer, and had a friend that lives in Aspen or has a condo in Aspen that's a nomad, usually rents it out, but was there that summer, and we connected serendipitously. He's like, come over and see me. I was like, okay, I don't think I'll fit in Aspen. The only thing I knew about it was like, it's a rich mountain town and from Dumb and Dumber. But I came, okay, I'll come swing by for a few days. Came swinging by, was pleasantly surprised in just my first few days, but still was like, I'm going to keep going on. I'm going to go check out Boulder. I want to check out some other mountain towns. Cause I didn't expect to live in my van full time. I was looking for home base and had been called to these mountains. And a couple days in, my van broke down. So I call it the divine Aspen breakdown in my story. The Aspen Times actually wrote an article about it, so I'll be brief. But basically, my van broke down and couldn't get in to see a mechanic. I was frustrated. And I found myself, why can't this? I need to get it. I need to get this fixed. I need to get out of here. And then I noticed myself fighting against reality, and I looked up in the sky in my van. I was like, okay, put my hands up. If I'm supposed to be here, then show me why. So I got myself back in alignment, went on a hike, went up Smuggler. That was my first time I put eyes on Sopris, so now I know that's when I sucked me in. And just started connecting with people and being received, being recognized, and in a couple weeks, like, oh, this is working, and I'm meeting, and there's actually a lot of conscious people here. There's a lot of great things going on. I was really impressed and really broke apart my expectations. And so what came to me is, this is working. I want to keep allowing this to work. How can I contribute? So that was my prayer, my intention of, I'm going to keep staying here this summer. I'm not going to travel around. Let me find how I can contribute. So that led to connections with True Nature. I did some Ayurveda workshops that first summer, and then as I landed here in Carbondale that winter, that turned into a Sacred Brotherhood series. While I was doing that, Lindsay Lupo from the headquarters organization, one of the co-directors, found my events, reached out to me, we met, and then invited me to be part of their facilitators and their Common Roots series. So similar intention to help bring community for men in the Roaring Fork Valley in a monthly series. So since last summer-ish, I've been part of the facilitation team. There's a handful of us that rotate in the different themes around mental fitness with the headquarters organization. So I've been honored to go over there, participate as another option in the Valley, and also facilitate different various times throughout the year. And in terms of other offerings, this past fall, I was able to carry the torch on the Lost Art of Random Conversations through the Carbondale Library from our friend Tom Carroll, who started that a couple years ago. So that is the gender-inclusive conversation space that I lead on the first Sunday of every month. And those ones are often very, sometimes have a theme, sometimes they're very open in terms of just having our honor agreements for a safe container, courageous and compassionate container, I say, and a calm communication framework that helps us have those random conversations with people and go deeper and have meaningful conversations. So that's a little bit of the other work that I do and been blessed to do. And on top of 13 Moons, last one is the Mountain Heart Men's Ceremony aspects that we've been building with some other brothers. And I've been honored to be brought into that last year. We had our inaugural men's retreat, men's ceremonial retreat last summer, and we have one planned for this September coming up. And so the registration information will be out soon, but we have the dates, I think, set for late September at 13 Moons Ranch to have a weekend there. And so part of that series was putting on some other ceremonial evenings, like last night, the full moon ceremony.
Mm-hmm. And we are running close.
Yeah.
Just a few minutes left. So I'm assuming most people can find that information on your website if they want to hook into one of those random conversations, mm-hmm. or the Common Roots events, or the Sacred Heart or Mountain Heart, mm-hmm. Men's retreat this fall.
Yeah. Basically any event that I'm helping facilitate, I will put on my website, kylejasonlightsky.com, and /events, and you can see that. So, or if you want to know of other things, there are a couple WhatsApp groups for Sacred Brotherhood specifically, and also there's a Roaring Fork Brotherhood that's gaining momentum that share different events and stuff. Headquarters has their own events calendar. So if you're interested in men's events or those types of things and want to just be tuned into it, you can email me, support@kylejasonlightsky.com, and I'll help you get connected.
And could you spell Lightsky for our listeners?
Yeah. Kyle is K-Y-L-E, Jason, J-A-S-O-N, Lightsky, L-E-I-T-Z-K-E.
All right. Thanks so much, Kyle. We really appreciate you doing this work here in the Valley, mm-hmm. and making the time to be on our show today.
Thank you, Raleigh, for the opportunity.
Listeners can stay tuned for the regional roundup coming up next.